So I had a little bit of party time on the weekend.
Do you spill?
Yeah. One of my girlfriends, and I'm going to change her name for the purposes of anonymity.
One of those parties,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so we'll call her Crangela or use her nickname,
Crangela.
Thinny.
I'm starting to get a picture of who this person is, because but anyway.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Potentially her nickname's very similar to that. Anyway, so she, Thinny, she's been doing it a bit tough. So she had her four-year-old home all last week. She normally is at daycare. I think she goes to daycare at least 3 or 4 days a week. So
Thinny gets put into daycare? What's she, a big baby, is she? Right.
No. Her daughter.
Oh,
so,
actually, yeah.
You know, she'd had her home all week and, you know, she's on her own with looking after her. And so she needed a night out. So, you know, rallied the troops. We all gathered at Thinny's place down the Gold Coast. Because, look, I'll put it this way. Thinny's single and she would like to meet someone.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. So we decided that we were going to have a few drinks at her place and then go out to the casino.
Oh, here
okay?
we go.
Yeah.
Looking for a classy dude, okay.
Well.
And money.
Is that the best place to go?
Casinos.
Maybe the people not hurling all their cash out on the roulette table. But anyway, so we've decided, Thinny had this great idea and she said, look, let's do the French martini thing at my place in the afternoon. So off we go. We get the, you know, it's one part Chambord, two parts vodka, three parts pineapple juice.
Okay, right.
Okay.
So you're warming yourself up.
Warming ourselves up. But look, let's put it this way. I mean, basically I made the first lot and the measurements went out the window straight away.
Yeah, heavy-handed
okay?
on.
Well, actually, the first one I made, Thinny actually said to me, oh, look, I don't think that's strong enough. So she came around and topped everyone else's up with a bit of extra vodka.
Oh.
Anyway, that's the way the afternoon went. We're
having
heaps of fun at her place. And look, to be honest, we should have stayed at her place. We shouldn't have
Right, okay.
Well, because we got all what we thought was dolled up. Now, you know, I know you don't know what it's like to put makeup on, but when you've had a few, you end up looking like Beetlejuice. Basically.
Okay, so you were putting makeup on while you were three sheets.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Oh,
and then right before we left, we maybe had a couple of more French martinis that we really didn't need.
Now, hang on. This is what 18-year-olds do. They go and get boozed up before they actually go out,
so
they don't have to pay as much when
Well, it wasn't about that at all. We were just enjoying. Some of the girls that came over weren't coming out to the casino.
Okay.
So that was the whole idea. We had a nice little gathering there first. So, and then our other friend, Billy, she's pulled out the a nice bottle of champagne. So you know what I mean. Really, we just needed to calm down a bit on the old French martinis. Out we go. Thinny, her sister Lindsay and I all go to the casino. So we get in, no problemo. Now Thinny has decided that as we're walking in, she decides to go and she sees this group of people sitting at a table hoeing into this massive thing of buffalo wings. Okay? Now Thinny's feeling a bit hungry at this stage.
Yeah.
So she just makes a beeline for their table.
And doesn't know these people.
No. And says, like very politely, and here she is, she's got a dress on, looking all fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, oh, you know, do you mind if I have one of those?
Oh,
and I've just sort of done a double take. I'm thinking, she's hitting them up for some of their buffalo wings. So I've said to her sister, oi, have a look at this. Have a go at her.
Is she like 10?
Yeah. So she goes over, starts hoeing into one of their buffalo wings. Like they were probably just sitting there going, oh, yeah, all right.
So they're not saying anything. They're just giving her this look.
Yeah, so she's had the buffalo wing, right? She's taken the mask off to do that. So then you can imagine. Now, my friend Thinny, she is like basically Bridget Jones. She's all fancy, but then she's always got a bit of food on her face or things always go wrong. You know, she'll be the one that ends up with a massive stain all over her shirt or
jeez,
while
you're why out do you take
about.
Her out?
Because she's hilarious and we love her. But so she goes to put her mask back on, but she's got buffalo wing juice all over her fingers, right?
Yeah, okay.
And so have a look. I'm going to show you, Bilko, a photo of what the mask ended up like. Here we go.
All right, let's
So that's me with it on the next morning.
Bit of lemon soft. It looks like, seriously, it looks like it's been used to wipe a baby's, you know what. It is a mess.
It's a total mess, right?
So, oh, jeez.
So, This is, it's a fabric mask. It's a fabric mask. So we've just got into the casino. Here she is. She's got buffalo sauce all over the front of her mask.
That'd be the equivalent of having the same thing down your dress and wandering around the casino.
Horrendous. So she's come over. I said, doll, you have got buffalo wing juice all over your sauce, all over your mask. She's just on a mission. She's like, it's fine, you know. She's got no idea how bad she looks. So we go to get into the, there's a nightclub called Level 19 or something. Straight away, the lady goes, look, I'm really sorry, but we can't let you in here, right?
You look trash.
So, and just like, well, why not? And the lady actually, to her credit, she said, oh, look, you just looked a little bit, you look a little bit unsteady on your feet. And which she wasn't at all. I mean, Thinny's a power walker.
Now, that's so the official excuse. She saw the mask.
That's the official excuse. Yeah. Exactly. Like, it honestly, it dead set looks like she's had an up and under. So we left there. We thought, okay, well, we're not getting in there. So then we've gone to this bar area. And, you know, this next part proves how I'd had too many, because there's a huge line of people to go to get their drinks. No, I just walk straight past all of them. Go straight up, and now I can tell you, I have had some terse words with queue jumpers over my time.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. People that jump queues really need their heads read. So here I am walking past like 25 people and going straight up to the bar like some kind of massive diva. And so the barman's completely ignored me and called up the next person. Yeah. And, so that was that. I've gone and stood over with Thinny. And because we were standing in the wrong place, obviously everything's so crucial with COVID. So basically security came over and said, look.
Stop loitering.
Stop loitering. I didn't like his attitude. So I've said something to Steve, and his name was. Anyway, so then got turfed from the casino altogether. We hadn't even had a drink, thank goodness, right? We tried to sneak into this garden bar on the way out. No, got refused there. So then Thinny and I have walked across the road. Lindsay's ditched us, her sister. She was smart. She's in there on her own now, catching up with other people. We've then walked over the road to this other place, and the guy said, no, look, sorry, girls, you can't come in here, because he's taken one look at Thinny's mask with the buffalo wings. And this is what she said to him. She goes, well, look, because she's thinking she's looking so classy. She said, look, could I just please have some feedback?
What?
As to why.
Give me a rating out of 10 here.
You're not letting me in. I mean, I'm sure what he wanted to say is, because, Dale, you look like you've had a massive spew.
That's the problem.
Honestly, we needed to stay at home. We dead set needed to stay at home. And you should have. You know, you have those nights.
You should have realised before you walked out the door, really?
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Honestly.